Welcome to the Leeds Investor Show. As always, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce Mr. David Paul, a man who was born in Northern Ireland. I never knew that until today, David.
Yeah, you've been calling me a Scotsman for
years. I have. Oh, you're both good. There you go. You learn something new every day. Why are we in Leeds today, David?
Well, yes, we're showing Vector Vest to our customers here in the north of England, and hopefully some new customers that will walk in through the door. It's a very conservative program, Vector Vest. It shows people how to get on board. Quality stocks with really, really sound fundamentals that are rising, and we advocate buying them when the general market is rising, and it makes intuitive sense. I think it's what Zach on your show says, the best of both worlds.
So you're mixing technicals and fundamentals.
That's right, yeah. When I can get my customer base to move away from punts and start moving into companies that are making money, that their earnings are rising, where the share price is rising, then they can start to get on with the very serious business of making money and building wealth on the stock market as opposed to gambling.
Right. And finally, in terms of performance this year, how's the model done?
Since Brexit, we've had a really, really great run. Yeah, some shares, for example, JD Sports has gone up significantly. We've had a really good run in Helen Smith. And the shares that I've been calling on the show on Tip TV have performed really well.
Understood. Very happy with them. Finally, what's your top pick at the moment?
I like Carnival. I think that Carnival looks, a FTSE 100 company, looks as if it can break up higher. It's consolidated for the last 6 months. In terms of a small stock with a small market cap, I like the look of Absolute Dynamics. It looks as if it wants to break up significantly higher. There's resistance at £5. I think through that £5 resistance level, you can get to £7 quite quickly.
Understood. David Paul, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks, Moss.